This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a wonderful Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. They've not only gutted USA, they took the signs down off the building. It's a great day. We're going to talk about a few things. How to get involved. Why did I stop watching the NFL? Valentine's Day is 2020 election being stolen a good thing, Mitch McConnell, all that, so much more coming up this final hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now let's get to this one. Jesse, you've mentioned numerous times that the American communist will seek out positions of power within the bureaucracy of the government. How do they do this? I'm a likable, good-looking, and somewhat cool guy, and I feel like I could be useful in one of these positions. How do I go about seeking out one of these jobs? All right, so I'm about to give you the most dumbed-down sounding answer in the world, but it's true. When I talk about the communist seizing choke points of power, which is exactly what the communist does, he doesn't have to take over your entire company. He has to take over the HR department, control the hiring and firing, control the training. Now everything flows through him. He grabbed a choke point of power. But when I bring that up, I realize that sometimes it may come across as if we're dealing with supervillains here who are extra, they're just super conniving and smart, and they just know a way to slither around things. That's not the case at all. Most communists are really, really dumb. Very, very, very dumb. How do they seek out these positions of power? Okay, so let me explain. I'll tell you a little story, one that longtime listeners will know, but this is just a very brief story about something that I dealt with. In fact, you dealt with it with me. We went through this together, a little bit of activism we did. In my area, there was a town. They were going to have a 4th of July parade. Now, my area is red. Everything down here, almost every county down here, not Houston itself, but everywhere around it, red, all Republican, like 92% Republican is my, it's red, red. Well, they were going to have a 4th of July parade. This is a few years ago. And I had some people reach out to me locally and say, hey, you know what's happening with the 4th of July parade? I said, what? They picked some crazy Second Amendment gun-grabbing nutball lesbian activist to be the marshal, the lead of the Independence Day parade in our town. And people in the town were furious about it. So I decided, okay, well, I'm going to put a stop to this. And I talked to you about it on the radio. I started blowing up their phones, emails, whatever. And then I started getting curious myself. How can this happen in a place like this? How could it happen? And so I called the city council. City council, of course, pushes it off. No, it wasn't us. It was the parks department. Call the parks department. Parks department says it wasn't us. That decision was made by a commission. A commission. Okay, what commission? I don't know any of these commissioners. What commission? Oh, you didn't know? And it turned out, here's what happened. They made an announcement publicly. Now, they didn't spam your phone with it, but they made an announcement, a public announcement, that they were going to be forming a commission. The commission's job was going to be to put together the 4th of July parade. Let me ask you a question, an honest question. And there's no judgment here because I miss that one. I miss things all the time. No judgment, but let me ask you something. When's the last time you went on your town, your city's, government page and looked at the announcements. Looked at the calendar. Be honest. You don't have to tell me. Be honest. Have you ever once? Okay, I'm going to assume the answer is no. If you've done it, it's not that many times, but I'll assume the answer is no. Again, I'm not passing judgment. But let me explain. These communists who grab these choke points of power, like that commission they took over and then tried to throw a commie in there, you should know she ended up canceling and then she didn't do it. But the communist, he's on that website all the time. We have a bunch of former communists who listen to the show, and one emailed in a long time ago, and she was kind of giving some pointers on how they do communist activism. And one of the things she did, just she viewed it as a duty. Remember, she's fighting a revolution. The communist is fighting a revolution. It's a religion for him. She would go find that calendar, find the list of events, find the commission things, and she would do a sheet. She'd do a write-up on it and distribute it to all of her communist friends. Hey, just a heads up, this town's going to have a commission. I wanted to make sure everybody knew that you can show up and get on the commission at this point. And if we can do that, we can do something to push the revolution forward. Hey, let's grab that gun-grabbing lesbian. Yeah, woo! That's how the communist operates. It's not that he's smarter than you. He's more diligent about the revolution than you or I, again, I'm pointing fingers at me, are about stopping the revolution. How do you get a job in the bureaucracy and a choke point of power? Find one and go apply for it. Now, depending on where you're applying for it, you're going to have to be careful about what you put on the resume. Certainly not saying lie, but remember, government positions, even in red areas, are oftentimes they're occupied by communists because they're the only ones who seek out these positions. But go look. Go to your city's website and look for job openings. They might be right there. Look for announcements. They might be right there. That's a choke point of power. Does your county? Go to your county's page. Do they have something coming up, a commission, an election, and a this, and a that? And it won't look sexy. That's what I want to get through. We like to focus, because politics isn't our religion, we really like to focus on the sexy things on the right. President. Right? President is big and look, Air Force One. So it's easy to get someone hyped up about the White House. But the communist gets excited about all of it. So when you go to your town's website and you see that, wait a minute, they're looking for a new assistant manager at the waste management department? That doesn't sound very glamorous. What am I going to be able to do there? Ah, screw that. The communist dives into that with the knowledge that one day, somehow, some way, he will or she, it's oftentimes she, will be able to use that position to advance the revolution. How do you begin? Go to the website and look. They're not hiding these jobs. They're sitting right there on the websites. And it used to be back in the day before everything got on the internet. It used to be you'd have to make an extra trip. You'd have to physically drive down to City Hall and walk in and say, are there any job openings? Now, everywhere. It doesn't matter if you live in a tiny town. I bet you they have a website. They have a website up. Announcements, calendar items. The difference between the communist and you is not intelligence. It's diligence. The communist is on there all the time looking for choke points, seeking to destroy. Jesse, what caused you to stop watching the NFL? I stopped watching back in 16 when the kneeling. Well, that's what did it for me. It was a lifelong NFL freak, as you well know. I would watch for 8 hours on a Sunday. I would just get up. I'd grocery shop in anticipation of, even if I was by myself, I'd just sit and I'd just watch the NFL all day long. I loved the NFL. And the truth is, I still missed it. But I was so disgusted with those St. George Floyd protests, with those bunch of ungrateful millionaire babies crapping all over this country, sitting for the national anthem. Then the teams were going to the locker room for the national anthem. Now we have the freaking black national anthem, which isn't even a thing. They just recently took end racism out of the end zone. I am so, sick of people who luxuriate in this country crapping all over it. And I realize we're dealing with a bunch of psychopathic white liberals who occupy the league offices of these big sports leagues. NASCAR, too, same thing. And I also realize we're dealing with a bunch of 20-year-old morons who don't know anything about anything. So I realize what the game is and why sports leagues are uniquely susceptible to this. But I just couldn't stomach it anymore. I absolutely could not stomach it. And as much as I love football, the good news is I'm a Kelly. My grudges are stronger than my love for football. So no, I've never gone back. I've never gone back. I will tell you, there's a chance I'm going to watch the Super Bowl because I think we're going to have to go to a party. You know, everybody has a party for the Super Bowl. And here's what's embarrassing. Tell me this isn't embarrassing. I don't know any of the players anymore. It's probably been 4 or 5 years, I would guess. I can name one player in the Super Bowl. I know the Eagles are playing the Chiefs because enough of my friends are talking about it. Patrick Mahomes. I know he's the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know that I can name a single other player. I'm going to be the dork at the party who doesn't know who anybody is. At least I know the game, right? I understand the game I'm watching. But they're going to be all, oh, wow, did you see Brown catch that? He's been going crazy this year. And I'm going to be, oh, yeah, man, the guy's been awesome, really awesome. I bet he struggles with pain, though. Football is a brutal sport. I bet you they're all on relief factor. What, Chris? I bet they are. If I had the daily pain, I'd take relief factor. In fact, I do take relief factor because my left knee is starting to friggin' bother me. Relief factor is for the pain that plagues you, and when you want to tackle it in a drug-free way, you reach for relief factor because it's not drugs. It's 100% drug-free. It's developed by doctors, 100% drug-free. It's supporting your body's natural response to pain. It doesn't cover it up. Let it build up in your system. Take it for 2 or 3 weeks and watch that pain, your neck, your back, your knee, watch it go away. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, a wonderful Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And let's dig back into the questions because we don't have that much time left. Life is good. Trump's out there threatening tariffs against everybody now. He announced today that he's going to be doing reciprocal tariffs on a bunch of countries next week. So we shall see how all this goes. Hey, Jesse, is it too early to say thank God they stole the 2020 election? Trump was a good president in his first term, but the bar was so low. I can say that without even saying I'm impressed, so on and so forth. Second term would have started in 2021. What say you? It's a difficult question to answer. It's something I've thought about a lot. Trump 2.0 was so much better than Trump 1.0, I don't even recognize the man. He's so much better dealing with these commie scum. We would not have had that without 4 years of Trump getting prosecuted and shot and everything else. That we wouldn't have had that. And so, yes, what's happening now, this exposure of the corruption in the government and the destruction of the communist system in this country, the communist foundation, I should say, it's so good. It possibly America's saving good. It's that good. Now, that said, was it worth 4 years of Joe Biden? I don't know. We're in a state of euphoria right now, and I get that. I'm happy. You're happy. Everyone's happy. But Joe Biden, I mean, not Joe Biden, you know, it was the communists around him, and he was just a stupid old cadaver. The communists around Joe Biden, they hurt us bad, man. They hurt us really, really bad. The illegals alone. How do you get rid of 20 million people? And that's 20 million on top of the 40 million we had before Joe Biden got in. The money, I don't know if it was worth it. And look, when you look at the loss of life, I brought up earlier Abby Gate, that suicide bomber in Afghanistan. how do you look any one of those parents in the eye who lost their young Marine, young sailor, young soldier, and lost them without need? They did not need to die. That was purely the fault of the Biden administration. It just was. There's no other way about it. How do you look at that parent and say, hey, it was worth it because we got a better Trump this time? I don't know that I can make that call. On a macro level, I see what you're saying. I'm not insulting you at all. But that was a rough 4 years, man. That was a tough 4 years. And can you imagine if we got another four? What would those evil demons have done with another four? Baby hands Kelly. I hate you guys. I recently heard one of your favorite senators, Mitch McConnell, pull to Biden and hit the floor a couple times. You think old Mitch might not make it to the end of his term, and that could be a potential problem as the governor of Kentucky is a commie? Says his name is George. I don't know if he's going to make it to the end of his term. Who knows? He's clearly fritzing out. He's falling all the time. They're pushing him around in a wheelchair. I've expressed my frustration with this many, many times before, but this is the reason. People like Mitch McConnell, they are the reason that I have committed to you time and again. I am not going to do this until I'm 70. I'm not. I don't know what this is with people, especially politicians. I don't know why they can't retire and go away. If you're Mitch McConnell, you got millions and millions and millions of dollars. You're very clearly on the final years of your life. I don't know what that looks like, but the final years of your life. Don't you have something else you want to go do? Don't you have grandkids? Don't you have... He has a wife. Don't you want to go overseas with the wife or take her down to Myrtle Beach or something? Don't you have stuff you want to do? Who wants to die in the Senate? What, Chris? No, I know you're right. Chris said his hobby is power, and I'm asking him to give up his hobby. But that's exactly my point, you see. That's a gross hobby to have. It's really gross. And you see it. I see it now. It's not just in politics. Like I said, I see it in so many fields. So many fields where there's a guy, he needs to let it go. He's made all the money he's going to make. He's fine. He's well off. No reason to stick around. But it's all he has. I see it in the media. I've told you the story before about the guy who I'm not going to name, who you would most definitely know. He's losing his hearing, screaming at staffers all the time. And I know I'm really good friends with one of his staffers. And I asked him, why won't he just retire? And he looked at me dead in the eye and he said, what else does he have? We're talking about a guy who's made, $100 million is not unreasonable for what this guy's probably made in his career. Who knows? That might be short. It could be more than that. Got all the money in the world? Here you are. You're old. Your hearing's going. And you find yourself screaming at your producers every day because you can't walk away from the television set? Because you don't want to not be on TV? You don't want to not be on the radio anymore? Dude, go find a different kind of a life. And look, I'm sorry. I love you. And I love doing radio. I love trying to make your day a little bit better. I'm not changing the world here. I love what I do. I believe in what I do. I know I'm the most blessed guy in the world. But I have other things in my life I love too. And this is not going to be the only thing I do until I die on the air. And poor Chris and Corey have to scramble. Hit the dump button. He stroked out on the air. Anyway, at least I'm going to have some gold when I go. I got a hold of Gold Co. So as soon as I stroke out on the air, OB should be good to go. You need to fortify your retirement. Even if you don't get any in your physical possession, which you know I'm a big, big, big believer in. Don't go crazy. It's too friggin' expensive. Get something in your physical possession. But in your retirement, dude, don't give away that 401k you busted your butt your whole life for. Speaking of retirement, don't give away your retirement. Fortify it, protect it with some precious metals. Now, I didn't say put all gold in there. Gold Co. will fortify it for you. They make it easy. They've been doing this for as long as they have for a reason. They have all the 5-star reviews they have for a reason. A+ rated from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. They give you a free gold and silver kit. It's free. JesseLikesGold.com. You want to find out more about it? JesseLikesGold.com. Protect your freaking retirement. You busted your butt for it. All right. We'll make fun of some people in the East Hamptons who like slave labor and get back to the questions next.
Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You gotta make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Do not forget to subscribe. Leave a review discussing how big my hands are. You want a story that's going to make you laugh? You know what East Hampton is, right? It's in Long Island, New York. It's New York. It's in Long Island. It's ritzy. You're never going to have a house there. I'm never going to have a house there. All right, it's just one of those places. It's $5 million for that? It's just one of those types of places. Well, officials in East Hampton, including their police chief, they are trying to... This is the headline. East Hampton officials reassure wealthy residents that officers won't deport illegal migrant maids, landscapers, and nannies. These filthy white commies out there voting to just keep their slaves over and over again, and they're most concerned about the maid. Gosh, that is just the most uppity, liberal, rich commie thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And obviously, it's really soulless and selfish. You can look out across the country. You watch as the jobs market for normal Americans is being wiped out. You watch the crime flooding in, the diseases flooding in, what it's doing to the healthcare system, the education system, all of it. And of course, you don't care because you have enough money to be priced out of those things. And, well, you got a nanny you really love. Oh, gosh. Jesse, are we in the age of kings again? Each president takes office with a mountain of executive orders waiting to be signed, so on and so forth, and we in the age of kings. Are we back in the time of kings slash emperors and not a representative republic? Well, everything comes in cycles, doesn't it? There are ups and downs and ebbs and flows. And remember that we're so blessed in so many ways. We live in a very, very, very small period in history and location in history where we get to experience a representative government. For most of the history of the world, that has not been the case. And even nations that really tried to start one didn't end up keeping one. Greece would be one of the places you would go, the ancient Greeks, and you think, wow, they really kind of started that democracy, republic, that kind of stuff. And a lot of that stuff is true. But, you know, you look at a city like Athens in the end, it wasn't that representative at all. Oh, I realized they thought they had a representative government, but they ended up being ruled by a bunch of oligarchs who were corrupt and sold out the whole place. Rome, exact same thing. The Roman Republic did not function like ours. I want to be clear about that. But they were, of course, run by the Senate. They had consuls, which were like their presidents, but it was run by the Senate. The Senate was in charge. And woohoo, that's awesome. We love it. Rome doesn't have kings. Roman doesn't have kings. Rome doesn't have kings. Oh, what's that? Yeah, I think we'll try the king thing. This didn't last. But for most of the other people who have ever existed in any way, they've had a ruler. Maybe that takes the form of chief, if we're going to talk about tribal societies, maybe the Aborigines or the Indians or what, maybe that would be a chief of some kind. Maybe it's a king, maybe it's a monarch, maybe it's a dictator. But even today around the world, there are still kings. There are still dictators all over the place. We live in a country where if you so desire, you can go online right now and tell the president to go screw himself. Now, don't do that. I'm not encouraging you to do that. But that is an incredible freedom to have. I saw some story today. It was about this young lady in Iran. And you've heard these stories before, but she had defied the government. Beautiful young girl. And they just simply went and grabbed her and they beat her to death. They grabbed her. They hauled her off to some dark place. And they just beat her to death. And this is the threat Iranians live under to this day because they have an evil government. People around the planet live like that. And you're watching it happen slowly in places like the UK. In the UK, if you get online right now, if you're in the UK and you get online right now and you say, hey, these illegals are a bunch of dirtballs raising the crime rate around this city, this is disgusting. They have dedicated departments of their law enforcement that will come find you. They are scouring the internet. The department is dedicated. They brag about it in the UK. Scouring the internet, looking for that kind of speech. They will come and they'll throw you in prison. Not for like a week either. We're talking you're going to do a year, 2 years in the clink in the UK. So, you know, that old saying from Ronald Reagan, freedom is never one more than one generation from extinction. We love that saying. We love Reagan. We love his quotes. But that's very, very true. If you don't maintain it, if we, you and me, if the normal citizen does not keep an eye on his representative government, on his free country, you will lose it. Because the inclination of evil men is tyranny. Men, whenever they get any power, even in a representative republic, I'm in Congress, I'm in the FBI, I'm in the Senate, I'm whatever. The inclination of evil men is to gather more and more and more power for themselves and to smash anyone who stops them from doing so. That's why they have such a problem with that First Amendment.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust.
Remember the three things they all have in common. They see themselves as kings and queens. They have no connection to the real world. No connection whatsoever. None. And there's no love of country with these people. They don't ever think about America. You love it. So you'll see them doing something horrible and say, how could they? They don't think about America the way you do. But they do see themselves as kings and queens who they've been unfairly held back by the limits Western civilization puts on them. And this, like I was just talking about living in a free society, how you and I, we live in a free society. We love that, right? Didn't that puff you up a little bit and make you feel good? It made me feel good talking about it. The evil people in our government, they hate that. The communists hate listening to this show, despise that. They don't believe there should be limits on them because they see themselves as rulers, as kings and queens. They hate the fact that you're free. Menu Whispering part-time radio host. I'm planning a trip to D.C. Any suggestions for museums to visit or places to eat? One, kind of, look, there's a bunch of the big ones you got to go to. I've told you before, the Holocaust Museum in D.C. is freaking powerful. Powerful. Go, give yourself some time. Okay, go and give yourself, you're going to want some time for that one. But off the beaten path stuff that other people might not suggest, the Spy Museum in D.C. is sick. It is so much fun. Don't shake your head, Chris. I didn't go because I was jealous. I went to test my skills, and let me tell you, I came out looking pretty good. Pretty good. They have all these tests in there to see if you, like me, can be a covert operative. It is awesome. Don't ignore the Spy Museum. they have something new that I've never been to before. Last time I was in D.C., I was there for Tunnel to Towers. I love them. I was there for Tunnel to Towers, and they were building still under construction, a Korean War memorial. The Korean War, it's known as the Forgotten War for a reason. You need to learn more about the Korean War, a fascinating, horrible little conflict, and some real legends fought in that war. Now, speaking of war fighting, imagine doing a tour in Vietnam with the Spec Ops boys at MACV-SOG and then volunteering for a second one. You know how dangerous it was to be MACV-SOG? Behind enemy lines, you, your buddies, and nothing else. They died, a lot of them. The CEO of Pure Talk, that's what he did. Not one, two tours with MACV-SOG in Vietnam. Why is there some cell phone company that hires Americans? Why is there some cell phone company that they don't toss money to Black Lives Matter and that kind of crap? Why is there this mobile company that does things different and saves you money? Well, when you're led by somebody with that kind of patriotism, everything flows from there. And right now, they're giving out free iPhone 14s or Samsung Galaxies for $0. Dial #250 and say the keyword Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. It's time to switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. I hope you are preparing to have a wonderful weekend. Just soak in all the beauty of the commie scum being on the run now. Let's try to wrap up as many of these Ask Dr. Jesse questions as humanly possible before we get into the rest of it. Dear Obliterator Oracle, don't get me wrong, I enjoy watching Dems freak out, even over Musk, but does Musk fit in? Do you see him as our Soros? Well, we've talked about this before, but we the people, normal people, we like to imagine that if enough of us get together and we try hard enough, that we can take on evil, corrupt systems like ours, that we can take them on and win. I'm not talking about in combat, all right? I'm talking about just the normal voter, the normal activist wants to believe that he can do it himself. But historically, even when it comes to our country, you need some rich, powerful people to help you out. John Hancock, I hope you know the name. In case you don't, you've seen the Declaration of Independence. You at least know what it looks like, right? That huge signature on there, the big one that stands out. The dude was clearly trying to stand out. That's John Hancock. John Hancock, we needed him for the revolution. He was a well-established, wealthy man. And he took some talking into. The British kind of knifed him in the back too many times before he joined our cause. But him joining our cause, we needed that kind of help to fight the revolution. And then we start fighting the revolution. And here's something else we don't like. I'll tell you personally, I hate this. What I'm about to tell you, it's true, and I hate it. It's hard to even get the words out. We needed the French. We needed French help, the help of a wealthy, established nation, in order to fight a successful revolution against the British. We did. Shoot, the South during the Civil War, they knew it too. They tried to get French help. They knew they needed some help. If you're going to take on an evil, corrupt, very powerful system, you need help. Wealthy, powerful help. You don't need all of them, but you need guys like that. Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar taking on the Roman Republic, the corrupt Senate at the time. This is Julius Caesar setting aside Jesus Christ. Thanks a lot, Chris. Setting aside Jesus Christ, You could argue that Julius Caesar is the most impressive man who ever lived. You really can. When you look at the things he did, his writing was awesome. His mind, he was a super genius, a super genius. He might be the best general of all time. Just an amazing human being. Julius Caesar could not take on the Roman Republic and win. He had to form the triumvirate. He had to go get Pompey Magnus. He had to go get Crassus. He needed wealthy, powerful people to help. Does Elon Musk fit in? I don't know. I don't worship the guy. We need him. We have needed him. We needed his help. We needed, look, in large part, and I shouldn't say in large part, a huge part of us winning this pushback against the communists is the fact that the one of the biggest social media platforms, Twitter, is one that we're not censored off of anymore because Elon Musk bought it. He bought it and said, hey, free speech, go say what you want. That's huge. It's enormous. What he's done for our movement, you know, I'm not a man-worshipping type, is enormous. It really, really, really matters. Dear Dr. Jesse, I'm hearing conservatives get concerned about AI. What concerns does the Oracle have about it? I have a lot of concerns about it because I'm already too old. I tell you what happened to me the other day. I think I might have told you this. You ever see the movie The Accountant? Great movie. Great. It's a Ben Affleck movie. He's this autistic super stud who murders a bunch of bad guys. It's fantastic. Anyway, The Accountant, my sons told me they were coming out with a second one. I said, great, sweet. I want to look up the trailer because I love the first one. Sitting there eating breakfast with my boys. I said, hey, come on, let's watch a trailer. Because I looked it up right away. It was right there on, I think it was YouTube on my phone. Look it up. I look it up. I start watching the trailer. And I'm 30 seconds into it. And my son's looking over my shoulders. He said, Dad, this isn't a real trailer. I said, what are you talking about? I'm looking at it. It's right there. Of course it's real. What do you mean? He said, Dad, this is AI. This is some AI garbage project that someone came up with and put online. And I started arguing with him. He said, Dad, trust me. So I back out to like the home screen of YouTube, and there were 10 of them, AI trailers that weren't real at all. But to my eyes, I'm 43, that's a real trailer. What do you mean? They can't just fake putting him in there. Oh, yeah, they can. Yes, as a matter of fact, they can. They can fake his voice. They can fake anything. I was telling Jewish producer Chris during the break, I missed a phone call. I looked up the number. It was the Washington, D.C. Police Department. So I just naturally assumed I was under arrest for something those dirty commies dug up. So I call them back just to see who it was, what they wanted. And they said, no, somebody's spoofing their number, calling, acting like the cops, trying to get personal information from people. How do you even spoof a phone number? Nothing is real anymore. So yeah, I have great concerns. I have concerns about your dog. I don't know that you've started your dog on rough greens yet. I want your dog to live a long time. I want your cat to live a long time. But how can they possibly live a long time when we don't ever give them nutrition? Rough greens is that nutrition. Vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, omega oils, antioxidants. Your dog never gets these things, and we wonder why they die at 10 years old and they're at the vet every other month. Start sprinkling Rough Greens on your dog's food, created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. Call him for a free Jumpstart trial bag at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Will the Republicans put things like election integrity and eliminating DEI in the reconciliation legislation, or will that just include border security and tax items? I don't know what this reconciliation legislation, that's a very difficult word to get out. Reconciliation legislation, I don't know exactly what's going to be in it. I know there are going to be a bunch of bad things in it. Remember, it's going to be very difficult to get any good laws passed because in Congress, we have a slim majority and we need a bunch of rhino votes, and rhinos don't want any significant change. They want everything staying just the way it is. All right, you put your phone down and go enjoy your weekend. I'll see you Monday. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.